As we reflect on the past year, it's also been a year where the scourge of kidnappings re-emerged. In the first 6 months of 2022, an average of 1,143 monthly kidnappings were reported to police, double the monthly average in 2021. In the previous quarter, cases of this kind doubled nationally, with 4,000 cases reported to police between July and September. Missing Children SA's Bianca van Aswiechen explains kidnappings occur for a variety of reasons.
We've got opportunistic kidnappings that happen. We've got family abductions that happen. We've got traditional medicine kidnappings that are happening. And then we've also got human trafficking that happens.
In September, a Ukrainian woman, Anishka Penev, was abducted in Blue Downs. The video of how she was kidnapped from her Audi R8 sports car went viral. A ransom was reportedly demanded, and she was found in Khayelitsha more than a week later. A month prior saw the abduction of a six-year-old Pakistani boy, Shanawaz Asghar, who was snatched from his Kensington home before school. In similar fashion, a ransom is believed to have been paid and the boy was apparently picked up in Khayelitsha.
Reunited with his family within 2 days of being taken at gunpoint from his home. When he was found, he was still wearing his school uniform and had his school bag that was untouched.
One of the most recent cases to date is that of little Abida Dekta. The 8-year-old girl was snatched from her school lift club vehicle in Gatesville in November. She, too, was found in Khayelitsha over a week later. Her local neighborhood watcher's Fozia Vira Sami had many questions following her disappearance.
If it's a syndicate, if it's who else is involved, instead of all the speculations, no, we need to get to the root of the problem because otherwise it will be ongoing.
Khayelitsha appears to be the hub where the majority of kidnapping victims are found, a concern for Police Minister Becky Cele.
There is one worry I have. These people we find them at Khayelitsha. I'm worried.
He and other crime-fighting role players hope that there will soon be an end to the high number of kidnappings, with local police appealing to families not to pay the ransom, but to allow them to do their jobs. For Smile FM News, I am Lizal Pacence.